Your North Iowa news continues on your Friday, December 29th. I'm Chris Berg. A woman from northwestern Iowa is facing drug charges now in Sorogordo County. According to court documents, 38-year-old Annette Lorsch of Spirit Lake was living in Mason City when police officers were sent to her home back on February 13th for a disorderly disruption, allegedly involving Lorsch. While at the residence in the 300 block of First Street Southwest, authorities found nearly 40 grams of methamphetamine and over 30 grams of marijuana. Mason City Police say they also found several scales and a large amount of plastic baggies typically used for the sale of illegal drugs. A warrant for her arrest was issued in October, and she was apprehended earlier this month in Dickinson County on two felony counts of controlled substance violations. Court records show that Lorsch was also convicted in October 2021 for escape from custody. That's after she had left the B.G. Clark Residential Treatment Facility in Mason City without permission. No injuries are reported in a single vehicle rollover on the Avenue of the Saints east of Rudd at about 1 p.m. Wednesday afternoon. Deputies with the Floyd County Sheriff's Office arrived on the scene and determined 23-year-old Ngo Hoang Phat of Plymouth, Minnesota was traveling eastbound when he lost control of his vehicle, entered the south ditch, rolling, coming to rest on its roof. Authorities say all four of the vehicle's occupants were able to escape with no injuries. A pair of North Iowa men have won a combined $300,000 this week thanks to lucky Iowa Lottery scratch tickets. Jamie Hanks of Lake Mills won the top prize of $250,000 in the Payline scratch game after buying his winning ticket at Come and Go in Northwood. Payline is a $20 scratch game with 8 top prizes of $250,000. And 72-year-old Richard Miller of Mason City won the 8th top prize of $50,000 after buying his winning Hawkeye scratch game ticket at Yes Way on South Federal Avenue in Mason City. Both Millard and Hanks claimed their prizes this week at the Iowa Lottery's Mason City Regional Office, making it a total of $800,000 won by North Iowans within the past 5 weeks playing Iowa Lottery scratch tickets. 45-year-old Gregory Monahan of Mason City won $300,000 in the Ruby Red Crossword. Brent Quigley of Goodell and 77-year-old Kenneth Putnam of Osage both won $50,000 with a $50,000 super crossword. And Thomas Chambers of Rockford won a Jumbo Bucks Progressive Instaplay jackpot prize of over $14,000. And on Thanksgiving Day, 63-year-old Alan Walker of Algona won $50,000 with the $100,000 mega crossword. And finally today, the holiday season is not the time to let your guard down and keeping germs at bay. Chickasaw County Public Health Administrator Lisa Welter advises staying especially vigilant when you venture from home.
For an example, if you go to the store, you might lean against the counter as you're paying, or maybe you pick up an item, maybe a soup can or something, and look at it and put it back. And you never know actually what kind of germs are on there or who touched it or maybe who coughed or sneezed and it kind of, germs got on there.
Walter says protecting yourself is often in your own hands.
Research has shown that if everybody would routinely wash their hands, 1 million deaths a year could be prevented. So you want to make sure to wash your hands after you cough, sneeze, or blow your nose, of course, when they look dirty, after touching animals, before eating, and after playing outside, and of course after using the bathroom.
Walter also adds that washing your hands is especially important when preparing food, which helps prevent the spread of foodborne illnesses. Regularly cleaning your door handles, computer keyboards, and cell phones are also a great way to limit the spread of a cold, flu, RSV, and of course, COVID. That is your North Iowa news for your Friday, December 29th. For these stories and more, go to 95.1thebull.com.